Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into something super important. Understanding the difference between guilt and shame. Now, I know what you're thinking, these are heavy emotions. And yeah, they can feel like baggage dragging us down. But trust me, getting clear on this distinction can be a total game changer for your mental well-being. Ever felt that pang of remorse after accidentally snapping at a loved one? That's guilt. It's that little voice whispering, oops, I messed up. It motivates us to make amends and do better next time. But then there's shame. You know that feeling when you stumble and think, there's something fundamentally wrong with me. That crippling self-doubt? That's shame taking over. See, guilt is about a specific action, while shame attacks your core identity. Guilt says, I did something bad, while shame screams, I am bad. And that's where the real trouble starts. Shame can lead to isolation, low self-esteem, and even unhealthy coping mechanisms. But here's the good news. We can learn to differentiate these emotions and break free from shame's grip. So, what are our five key takeaways for navigating this tricky terrain? Number 1. Guilt is constructive. It's that nudge reminding us to align our actions with our values. When we feel guilty, it means there's an opportunity to learn, grow, and make things right. Don't shy away from those feelings. Embrace them as stepping stones towards becoming a better version of yourself. Number 2. Shame thrives in secrecy. The more we hide our perceived flaws, the stronger shame becomes. So let's talk about it. Find trusted friends or family members who can offer support and understanding. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Sharing your experiences with others can help you break down those walls of shame. Number 3. Challenge those negative self-talk tapes. When shame whispers, you're not good enough, fight back with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your strengths and accomplishments. We all have flaws, but they don't define us. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling through something difficult. Remember, you're human, imperfect and perfectly capable of growth and healing. And finally, number 5. Seek professional help if needed. There's no shame in asking for support from a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable tools and strategies to navigate the complexities of guilt and shame. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer who's struggling to finish her novel. She hits a wall creatively, and instead of acknowledging that sometimes inspiration comes and goes, she starts beating herself up. I'm a failure, she thinks. I'll never be a successful author. Sound familiar? That's shame talking, folks. Sarah's focusing on her perceived flaws, the I'm not good enough narrative, instead of acknowledging that creative blocks are normal and part of the process. She needs to remind herself, this doesn't define me as a writer. I can overcome this block with some self-care, brainstorming, or even taking a break. So, remember, guilt is about an action. Shame attacks your identity. Don't let shame win. Embrace guilt as a guide for growth and challenge those negative self-talk tapes. Be kind to yourself, seek support when you need it, and know that you're capable of breaking free from shame's grip. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments or on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget, if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. It really helps others discover the power of healthy boundaries. See you in the next episode for more real talk about protecting your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.